The first suicide bombings occurred early Friday outside the Alhambra Hotel in the Jadriya district of Baghdad. Witnesses report that a minivan and a truck carrying red plastic barrels came down a side road that leads to the hotel. Approaching a series of tall concrete barriers protecting the hotel's perimeter, the minivan exploded, creating a crater nearly 2 meters deep. The truck, which had been closely following the minivan, then attempted to drive through the hole made by the first blast. Failing to do so, the truck exploded about 20 seconds later. The twin blast partially collapsed several nearby apartment buildings and caused heavy damage to the Alhambra Hotel and several other hotels located inside the complex. Body parts, believed to be that of the suicide bombers, flew more than 180 meters and landed in the courtyard of the Alhambra. Dazed and bleeding Iraqi residents gathered in the street, unable to believe the devastation left behind by the bombings. Bomb experts believe a combined total of about 500 kilograms of explosives were packed inside the two vehicles. One of the residents in the neighborhood is former Iraqi Interior Minister Falah al-Nakib, a Sunni Arab who served under the previous interim administration of Ayad Alawi.
These are the innocent Iraqis. Those gangsters and people behind them, they should be stopped as soon as possible.
Mr. Nakib refused to say which group he was referring to, but he has been a vocal critic of the current interior minister, Bayan Jaber, and the minister's links to an Iran-trained Shiite militia called the Badr Brigade. Mr. Jaber has been under intense scrutiny from Iraqi and Western media this past week after U.S. troops discovered nearly 170 abused and starving, mostly Sunni Arab prisoners at an interior ministry-run facility on Sunday. Mr. Jaber and the head of the Badr group have both denied Sunni charges that ministry officials and the Badr Brigade are working together to detain, torture, and kill Sunni Arabs. The detention facility found Sunday is located just a few hundred meters from the Alhambra Hotel, which houses many of the Western journalists, including VOA, who have been reporting on the detainee abuse scandal. No Western journalist was killed or seriously injured in the attack. Meanwhile, two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside a Shiite mosque in the town of Khanakin, about 145 kilometers northeast of Baghdad, during Friday prayers. Local officials estimate the death toll could reach 100 or more, saying that many bodies were still trapped in the rubble of the mosque. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Baghdad.